Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the Midday News. Patrick Balkany will be released from prison tomorrow. The ex-mayor of Levallois-Perret obtained this morning the confirmation of his conditional release by the Paris Court of Appeal. The 73-year-old former elected official had been incarcerated since last February in Fleury-Mérogis as part of the sentence he is serving for tax evasion. He had not respected the conditions of his electronic bracelet. Also in the news, tensions continue to rise in Taiwan. The army of the island indicates this morning to prepare for the war without seeking the war. The statement was made as Beijing began a series of military exercises about 20 kilometers away from Taiwan. Projectiles were fired this morning by the Chinese army. These maneuvers come after the visit yesterday of Nancy Pelosi. Back in France, the heat wave continues. We are still suffocating in 26 departments placed under orange alert by Météo France between Alsace and Gare, as well as in Occitania. This was one of the promises of the presidential candidate Macron, the payment of the RSA in exchange for 15 to 20 hours of activity per week. The experiment will start in the fall in 5 to 10 departments, according to our colleagues from Les Echos. There is no danger in Dordogne, according to the authorities for human and animal health and for the environment located around the explosion that occurred yesterday afternoon in Bergerac. The incident injured 8 employees, including one seriously. An investigation has been opened. In Alsace, a fire was extinguished last night, also in a Seveso factory in Molsheim. And then a dream job in Canada to finish. A candy store on the internet is looking for its future professional candy taster. 3,500 sweets will be evaluated each month. The lucky winner will receive around 77,000 euros in annual salary. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.